Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to the Gospel Truth broadcast. Today I'm going to do something a little different. You know, typically my program is all about teaching the Word of God, and within seconds of this program, I'm just already sharing the Word of God, and that's what God called me to do, and that's my passion. But you know, the Word of God isn't only just words, it's action. You know, there's many scriptures, like over in James chapter 2, that faith without works is dead. And one of the drawbacks of television is that this is primarily just a medium for me to teach the Word, and that's what I've emphasized, and that's what I'll always emphasize. But I think it's also important to illustrate that the Word works. You know, I give a lot of testimonies, and I talk about how that I've seen this happen, and I've seen my son raised from the dead, and things like this. But one of the things I would like to do today, what I'm going to do, is just give a little bit of an overview of what the Lord is accomplishing through the Andrew Womack Ministries. And one of the things that I would like to accomplish is to share with our viewers that this is not only an American ministry. We literally are reaching around the world, and we are impacting people's lives all over the world. And so my television crew, recently we had a gathering of all of my staff, and we got together and we were talking about the things that God is doing, the expansion of our television and our Charis Bible College and all of these kind of things. And my television department put together a little DVD that kind of documented our European trip that we took in the latter part of 2009. And also, the producer of my television ministry interviewed Will Graham, who is a man who God has used supernaturally to help introduce me and help our ministry have an impact all over Europe. And so I want to play this clip and show you some things about what's happening in Europe. And before I do that, let me just give you this testimony about Will Graham, because he's going to be interviewed, and this is an important part of what's happening. But in 1989, I was holding a camp meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, at Pastor Dean Melton's church, Freedom Christian Center, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And at that time, we were using a tent. And there was a hurricane that was blowing through. I'm not sure if that was Hurricane Hugo. I've been through so many hurricanes in Charlotte. I forget which one it was, but the hurricane was blowing in. And this tent, those center poles were bouncing 2 and 3 or 4 feet off of the ground. And the thing was just about to go. And it was at the very end of that night's meeting. And Pastor Dean called me out. I was the one who was preaching, but Pastor Dean came up and started prophesying to me. And he said that you have some nation of this world on your heart, and you know exactly what nation I'm talking about. And I won't take time to give you all the background, but when I was in England in 1968, my mother took me on this trip with a group of Baptist young people, and we stopped in London. And I remember I walked for hours and hours. I probably walked 20 miles or something like that around London just praying. And I felt such a draw to not only London or England, but just to that European thing. And I mean, I just fell in love, and I prayed, and I believed that God was going to give me an opportunity to share the Word of God with the people in Europe. And that has been a desire of mine since I was 18 years old, 1968. And anyway, I've tried a number of things to be able to minister in Europe. I actually had meetings planned, and the people would call up and cancel, and things just never worked. And it's a long, long story, but I had always, always had not only England and the UK, but all of Europe on my heart. And when this pastor started this prophecy, he says, you have some nation of this world on your heart, and you know exactly what nation I'm talking about. Immediately, I said, this is it. This is the open door to minister in England and then through all of Europe. And he said, this pastor, Pastor Dean, said, within a month, you're going to meet a man who will be a porter, a door opener to that entire nation. And he specifically said he's going to be a porter, a door opener. And anyway, I just really bore witness in my heart. I embraced this and I said, praise God, I believe this is the breakthrough that I need. But, you know, I've learned enough not to just do something on a prophecy only. And so I kind of just set that to the side and I said, God, if this is you, I'm looking. I've got my antennas up and I'm believing that you're going to do this, that I'll meet the man who will be a porter, a door opener. And so I kind of set that aside. 2 weeks later, I held our ministers' conference in Colorado, and I looked on the list of the people who were attending, and there was a man named Will Graham from Rugeley, England. And when I saw that he was from England, I connected that with this prophecy, and I said, praise God, this is bound to be that porter, this door opener that was prophesied. But I didn't say anything. I just waited because I wanted to see how God put this together. And the very first night of our minister's conference, a friend of mine, Dave Duell, got up, and he called Will Graham out of all of the ministers that were present, and he said, Will, God made you a porter, a door opener to that entire nation of England and all of the UK and Europe. And man, when all of that came to pass, I said, this is God. And so I immediately, after the service, went up to Will and I told him about this prophecy and I said, you must be the one. And I'm believing that there's a connection here and God is going to use you. And Will told me that his church had taken up a collection and sent him to the United States to come to my minister's conference so that he could get me and Dave Duell and take us back to the UK. And within just a couple of months of that time, I was in the UK. Within just a few more months, we actually opened up our office. I think that was around probably 1990. And I have been ministering there. I've been going over to the UK and Europe for up to 3 times a year. Over the last few years, I've cut it back to 2x a year. But we have been over there so many times, I can't count it. God has opened up doors. We actually reach more people outside of the United States than we reach inside of the United States. We have a potential of 2.2 billion people watching our program. And so anyway, it's just tremendous what God is doing. So here is a little update that I think will give you a broader view of what Andrew Womack Ministries is accomplishing. So please watch this.
The year was 1968, and Andrew Womack was just a teenager from Texas on his first overseas trip. He had recently experienced a life-changing encounter with the unconditional love and grace of God and was overflowing from the effects of it. As he walked the streets and avenues of London, he asked that God would one day allow him to return and preach the nearly too good to be true news of God's grace. The simple prayer of a teenager, 41 years ago, is bearing an abundant harvest in Europe today.
It was in September 1989 that my church here in England decided that having heard tapes of Andrew's that had been sent to us since 1986, and we'd come to enjoy Andrew's ministry, that I ought to go and invite this man to come to the UK. In March 1990, I had the great joy of driving to an airport in the UK, picking up Andrew Womack and another brother called Dave Duell, and we did our first ever conference in the UK, and it was exciting. I had a small evangelical charismatic church, and we had about 100 men came to a meeting that night, and 20 odd of them got born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. It was powerful. And that started a relationship with Andrew that has just continued for the last 20 years now.
Through this relationship and others, Andrew Womack Ministries has expanded the European outreach to include Charis Bible College International, established in England in 1994, and extending across Europe into Africa, Asia, and beyond. In addition to CBC, Andrew's television program, Gospel Truth, is now broadcast virtually around the world through God TV, TBN, Daystar, and other international satellites and broadcast affiliates. And as the message goes forth, countless lives are changed with the nearly too good to be true news.
I have been following Andrew's programs on God TV every morning. It comes at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I've been following it for the last few years. And it has just transformed my life, because what he reveals in the gospel, the truth that comes through him, is amazing. And it has been so wonderful, the way that he interprets the word, that it has really transformed me.
We have third and fourth generation Christians in our church, and this is the first time ever they're hearing the message of grace. And to see these people being totally set free by God's love is just incredible.
Just under 2 years ago, I heard that my sister in Australia had been diagnosed with terminal cancer in her spine, and that she wasn't expected to live more than 6 months to a year. So that's nearly 2 years ago now. And so I just took Andrew's word, and he said, "She shall live and not die." And I stood on that word, and I wouldn't talk to anybody about it. I told nobody in our church. I just said every morning, "Thank you, Lord, that she will live and not die, and that cancer must leave her body." And today she is totally free of cancer. And she's still alive, and it's just amazing, and I'm just so pleased. And it's that encouragement that we had from Andrew's ministry to just stand on the truth and not get caught in negativity.
Praise the Lord, I couldn't walk, I couldn't stand, I couldn't dance, and now, praise the Lord, I'm healed.
My, it's changed my life and my wife's life, but not only our lives. And you know, I'd just like to share my children, both my children who are now married, are serving the Lord full time. My grandkids, I can wonderfully say, are saved. And it's because of the inheritance we've received from Andrew's teaching. Changed our lives. And you're sitting in the office and you get phone calls coming through, and somebody has been dramatically healed, or somebody's hearing has been restored, somebody's been recovered from cancer, and people just want to come and hear this good news. Andrew calls it the nearly what too good to be true news, and it is.
For 15 days in October 2009, Andrew and Jamie and the team traveled in Europe with stops in Hungary, England, Germany, and Poland. Everywhere they went, it became evident that Andrew Womack Ministries is entering a new level of harvest.
Welcome to our Hungarian office for Andrew Womack Ministries, and it's also our distribution point for all our materials that go out around the 27 nations of the European community. And from this small, meager, humble little place, we send parcels out all over Europe to many of your friends. And from here, the Word of God just continues to spread. So come inside and just see all the books stacked on shelves and just have a look at what we do.
That's a small house. That's an old village house. It has a larger room and a couple of smaller side rooms with a small tea kitchen where we can actually provide temporary accommodation for missionaries and teachers and Bible missionaries who are coming across Hungary. We are storing books in there, as we can say we are trying to use all the opportunity that building is providing for us.
So this is our Hungarian office, and this reminds me of when we were in Manitou Springs, because we would have our materials stacked in the hall so that there was just room enough for one person to go down the hall, and you'd have to yell, "Coming through," because if you meant them, somebody would have to back up the whole way into a corner. So this office reminds me of our start in Manitou Springs. Wow. They've got about every spot in here used.
The translation office was in the UK, was replaced and put over here into Hungarian office. We started translating. The first translation went into the European countries, Hungarian and German. Now we are translating over 31 languages around the world. We are covering most of the European languages, namely Spanish, German, Dutch, Hungarian, Polish, Italian, Russian, Swedish, Norwegian.
Before attending CBC UK, Solt was an instructor at the Abbey at Pannonhalma, the first Benedictine Abbey in Hungary, dating back to 996 AD. It was here that Solt befriended Titus Hardy, a monk who is now the assistant to Archabbot Dr. Astrik Varsegi, the spiritual leader of the Catholic Church in Hungary and the man who answers directly to the Pope in Rome. Titus and Schold each spent 2 years at the Caris Bible College in England. But unlike Schold, Titus chose to return to the Abbey and spread the nearly too good to be true news within the Catholic Church.
So you got your students, and I'm going to talk to
my students, my Bible group.
Oh, really?
Titus also introduced Andrew's teachings to the Archabbot, who has given Titus charge over several Abbey schools, teaching spirit, soul, and body, and the discipleship evangelism program to young monks in attendance. While in Hungary, Titus arranged for Andrew and Jamie to meet Archabbot Astrid Varsay. And for Andrew to speak in the Great Basilica to a group of local Catholic youth.
And the only way that you will ever be fully satisfied is to find out what God's purpose for your life is.
They were really looking to hear Andrew. And Andrew's message was really prophetic for these youngs. The future leaders in the church in Hungary.
Brother, I believe God is stirring you up today. God has a greater plan for your life than you've ever experienced. God is going to start giving you dreams and showing you things that He wants you to do. God is stirring you up on the inside.
The prophecies were so powerful that I really believe that the youngs that I could train to the ministry, they will have an impact in Hungary.
After wrapping up his visit, Andrew and Jamie returned to Budapest for a Gospel Truth seminar. Held in a large industrial plant in a great city on the Danube, the Gospel Truth seminar was comprised of several churches coming together in what has been described as an unusually cooperative effort.
And yet many times we mistranslate what God is saying. I couldn't get anybody to believe God.
Cancer, you are dead right now in the name of Jesus.
Hundreds received the word, and many responded to the call for salvation and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The next stop on Andrew's tour was the Palace Hotel in Buxton, England. It is here that Andrew holds a 3-day ministers' conference each year.
They compare themselves.
Ministers gather at this grand old hotel from all over the world to share and be refreshed in the Word of God.
I think over the next 5 to 10 years, the dream of my heart is for people really around the world and for my brothers and sisters in America to realize that Andrew Womack Ministries is truly a worldwide ministry. And it is going to the nations of the world. I'm speaking to you at a ministers' conference in Buxton of Andrews. And I sat at the dinner table the other night, and a brother was from Abu Dhabi. And other people are here from Sri Lanka, and they're coming in from South Africa. And it's just amazing. This word of God is of Andrew, and God has entrusted to Andrew. This revelation he's got is touching the nations. And Andrew Womack Ministries is truly a worldwide ministry.
Look for seats 23 and 25. Okay. It'll be to your right.
From England, Andrew, Jamie, and the team traveled by air and train to Karlsruhe, Germany. Here, a Gospel Truth seminar was held in Christus Cathedral, one of the premier Pentecostal congregations in Germany.
Wie ist es möglich, dass ein Mensch so viele Zweifel über
God called them to leave Ur of the Chaldees and go out, and He would show them a nation.
Gott hat sie berufen, Ur in Chaldea zu verlassen und in ein neues Land zu ziehen.
It's not just a one-hour service over 3 days, but he's leaving behind five or six of his major teachings in book format, leaving behind five or six of his major teachings in DVD or CD format in their language. That's what the key is.
During the German conference, Will Graham met with supervisors of Andrew's book translation teams to plan and coordinate projects for the coming year. This group has already seen an astounding 127 of Andrew's books translated into 36 languages worldwide. Will reports that already Christians in China have placed orders for 200,000 copies of Andrew's books. Books that contain the teaching from God's Word that will affect the lives of millions and perhaps billions of people worldwide.
There are 27 nations in the European Union, and we are translating into 19 of those languages. You know, we got a brother who got the hold of Andrew's materials in Riga, and he was a professional announcer on radio. And he decided he was going to start reading Andrew's books for 20 minutes a day, a special program on radio in Latvia. So in Latvian, he sits down every day, and he's now on the third of Andrew's books. And he just reads it 20 minutes a day, and people are contacting him. And he's now given up 2 days of his job a week to sit down and translate materials, because he sees it as a means of helping to change his nation. And that's what it's about. You know, there is darkness out there, but praise God, the darkness has not overcome the light. And the light of this word that Andrew is bringing is going from nation to nation.
From Germany, it was on to Krakow, Poland, an ancient and beautiful city, famous as the early home of the man who became Pope John Paul II. He presided at the Vatican for 27 years as one of the most faithful and godly Catholic leaders of all time. And of course, Andrew had the opportunity to minister to the Polish people in a very unlikely setting.
This is in a bar. There's about five or six churches that have come together. They're expecting anywhere around 400 people to come together. It'll be my first time to minister here, and we had one church that rented a bus and brought 50 people. We've already had one woman that I prayed for tonight who's had pain for 5 years and had an autoimmune disease and just was in constant pain. And she was instantly healed, already standing up, walking around. So we've already seen great miracles before the service even starts. It's going to be great.
There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to get this. Nie ma żadnego powodu, dla którego nie moglibyście zdobyć tych rzeczy.
He wants us to see what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power.
Jak nadzwyczajna jest wielkość mocy Jego wobec nas, którzy wierzymy dzięki działaniu przemożnej siły Jego.
Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places.
I hope that gives you a little flavor of what we're doing in the United Kingdom and the regions beyond. You know, the Great Commission was, go ye into all the world. I believe that. I look forward in the next, certainly I talk in a 10-year program, and that's what I've got in my heart and my mind, is in the next 10 years I believe it will be the greatest years ever of Andrew Womack Ministries. I believe that he'll be one of the greatest influences in the body of Christ around the world in the next 10 years, because the message he's got is a God-given message at God in the perfect time of God.
As the world enters the age of the European Union, Andrew Womack Ministries is there, as is Charis Bible College, Gospel Truth Television, newly translated books and messages, and the AWME internet site, spreading the almost too good to be true news in this land of dead religion and ancient history. A new history is currently being written, and the partners of Andrew Womack Ministries are making it possible.
The ministry update from today's program, titled European Report 2009, is available on DVD for a gift of any amount. Request item T8195D when you contact us. You can use your credit card to order materials by calling our helpline at 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website, where you can order materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries Canada. That address is also on your screen. Andrew's partners have been crucial to the continued growth of this ministry. Partners are friends of the ministry who want to make a difference in the lives of those who are hungry for the gospel by giving on a regular basis. They support daily TV and radio broadcast, a ministry website, the publication of books, CDs, and DVDs, and the free distribution of these materials to people in need. Their support also helped establish Charis Bible College in Colorado Springs, as well as 11 extension campuses located in the United States and around the world. It's the faithful support of our friends and partners that make it possible to expand each of these outreaches as the need continues to grow.
I pray that that really blessed you to see the people's lives that are being changed all over the world through what God is doing through this ministry. And you know, I want to thank those of you who are already partners with us. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't do the things that we do because we make our materials available to people on a donation basis. And over 50% don't give a thing and we give our materials. I couldn't minister the way I do if it wasn't for people that God has joined with us as partners. And if you haven't become a partner, I would like to ask you to pray about being a partner with us and helping us literally reach around the world. People's lives are being changed, and you could be a vital part of it. So I ask you to pray about it and then respond as God leads you. We have a number on your screens. Please call or write today.
You can become part of this special group of Andrew Womack Ministry supporters who've committed to an average of at least $1 per day over the course of the year. This may be given as a one-time lump sum of $360 or more, or a monthly donation of $30 or more. For those of you who contact us today to become a partner, we'll send you Andrew's two-part CD series titled The Power of Partnership. If you'd like to join with Andrew as he spreads the message of God's unconditional love and grace, call, write, or visit our website today and become a partner. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma for Pastor Bob Yandian's Ministers Conference this week, March 3rd through the 5th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for Charis Bible College Campus Days, March 10th through the 12th, and in Atlanta, Georgia for a Gospel Truth Seminar, April 15th through the 17th. He'll also be at the Solid Rock of Atlanta in Atlanta, Georgia, April 18th, in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth Seminar, May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 28th through the 31st. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. Join us again next week for more Gospel Truth.
Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, that the faith he had was the faith of the Son of God. If there's only one measure, and if Paul's measure was the faith of Jesus, then that means your measure, my measure, is the faith of Jesus.